Kurdish ministers in Baghdad suspended their boycott of government meetings. Kurdish parliamentarians and other political delegates returned to Baghdad last week to negotiate the Kurds' participation in the new Iraqi cabinet. Prime Minister-designate Haider al-Abadi is trying to form a national unity lineup with respect to Iraq's religious and ethnic makeup. In a joint presser with his Iranian counterpart, Iraq's Kurdish Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari announced that Kurds are keen on having genuine Kurdish participation in the cabinet. He added, however, that they have demands which they insist on.
We need to have a government, a cabinet that can make benefits from the mistakes that happened in the past. So we want to make sure that we have a time frame and mechanisms and the way of sharing the positions in the government, not only for the Kurds, for the Sunnis and for the Shiites, in a way that we can guarantee that a new government will be truly new government.
Kurdish negotiators in Baghdad who represent the Kurdistan Alliance say that the settling of long-standing disputes with Baghdad is high on their agenda. They also added that they are making several demands of the new government. These demands include the implementation of Article 140, granting the KRG a percentage of oil revenues, arming the Kurdish troops, and settling disputes over Kurdish oil.
The amount of guarantees required by the Kurdish demands, it's very obvious that there is a new, required is a new form of governing regulations outside the constitution.
Iraqi leaders are under international pressure to form a new government and get the political process rolling. However, with recent developments, many fear this formation could be delayed. Observers believe that the agreement between the Kurds and the central government in Baghdad is paramount at this point, especially as fighting back the threat of ISIL jeopardizing the country may suffer setbacks if it does not go hand in hand with a political accord. They assert that resolving thorny issues in this regard must take place with respect to the Iraqi constitution. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Erbil.